Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This shiur should be a schus for the young men who were abducted, Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Dvora, Gilad Michal ben Pascalim, Bat Galim, and Eyal ben Iris Teshura. They should come back safely and have bracha v'hatzlacha. It says in Parashas Shlach, this is based on a shiur given by Mori Rabbi the Tolner Rebbe Shlita, Parashas Shlach Tov Shenayin Aleph. It says in the Torah, Vayelchu pasuk yudgim perak yudgim pasuk chava vayelchu vayavo el Moshe ve'el Aaron. The miraglim walked and came to Moshe and Aaron ve'el kol adas b'nei Yisrael midbar paran kadesha, and to all of the congregation of Israel to midbar paran kadesh vayashivu osam davar ve'eskol ha'eda, and they answered them, they gave them a report, and to the entire congregation. And they showed them the fruit of the land. Rashi writes, L'chora, Rashi doesn't help us explain the pshat in the pasuk. It says at the end of the pasuk, ve'eskol ha'eda. So when it says vayashivu osam davar, then of course it's talking about Moshe and Aaron. So why does Rashi have to say vayashivu osam davar es Moshe ves Aaron, when later on it says ve'es kol ha'eda? So of course ve'yashivu osam davar Moshe and Aaron, it says at the beginning of the pasuk ve'yelcho ve'yavol Moshe vel Aaron. So when it says ve'yashivu osam davar, it's Moshe vel Aaron, and then it says ve'es kol ha'eda, and that's kol ha'eda. So how's Rashi helping us understand pshat? This was already pointed out by the Mizrahi and the Maharal and the Gurarie. So why did Rashi have to explain something so pashut? We also have to understand what it says later on. Later on in Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud, it says, "Vayomru kol ha'ida, lirgam oisem ba'avonim, uchvod Hashem nir'a ba'ol mu'ed el kol b'nei Yisrael." Rashi says, "Lirgam osam es Yehoshua v'kalev." Rashi here says, who do they want to stone, the nation? Yehoshua and Kalev. Here it says, es Yehoshua v'kalev. For Medayik, look at Rashi that we quoted earlier. Vayashivu osam davar es Moshe ve'es Aaron. There it says two S's. Here it just says es Yehoshua v'kalev. So why didn't Rashi say there also es Moshe ve'aaron? If Rashi wrote an extra letter, like the Chidah says in the Shem Gedolim, that you have to be Merames, Rashi was Merames just by changing a letter. Tremendous Chidushim. So we have to be medayik in every letter of Rashi. What's this? Ves. Not only that, in the psukim there are a number of dikdukim and tmios. In our pasuk it says vayelchu vayavo Moshe vel Aaron vel kol adas bnei Yisrael midbar paran kadesha vayashivu osam davar. Later on it says vayisapru lo vayomru banu el aretz asher shalachtanu vegam zavas chalav udvash hu vize pirya. They related to him and they said, we came to the land that you sent us to, and it is flowing with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. That's Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chav Zayin, in the next Pasuk. So we see that it says in the pasuk, "Vayisapru vayomru." Since they already answered, what it says, "Vayashivu osam davar," ve'eskol ha'eda. It already says they answered. So what are we adding in pasuk chav zayin? "Vayisapru lo, vayomru." They related and they said, what are we adding over here? What's the difference between Hashavas Hadvarim in the previous pasuk Vayashivu Osam Davar, and here where it says Vayisapru Lo? And the Or HaChaim was already omed on this nekuda. Look in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. another diktuk. First it says Vayashivu Osam Davar. That's in Pasuk Chafavav. In other words, to Moshe and Aaron. And then it says Vayasapru Lo Vayomru. In other words, just to Moshe. So first they were talking to Moshe and Aaron and Kol Ha'eda. And then it says Vayasapru Lo. Now they're just talking to Moshe. That's interesting. Be'emes, the Ibn Ezra writes, Vayisapru lo l'moshe shehu ha'ikar. Only to Moshe, he's the ikar. In other words, even though they meant all of Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk doesn't mention all the other listeners, just Moshe Rabbeinu, because they only meant particularly Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the ikar. Nevertheless, the Ibn Ezra seems a little bit forced. Earlier on it says that they spoke to everybody. So why here does the Pasuk emphasize that they just spoke to him? Vayisapru lo. So the Alshech has a richus. The Or Chaim explains two different explanations. Megayit Vayter. It says in the Pasuk Vayelchu Vayavo, Pasuk that we quoted, they went and they came to Moshe and Aaron and to all the Jewish people, etc. What's this Arichos HaLoshen Vayelchu Vayavo? Let's say he could have just said Vayavo el Moshe ve'el Aaron. What do you mean Vayelchu Vayavo? What's the halicha? So Chazal are medayik here, this diuk, and they say Vayelchu Vayavo, Rashi brings to make a hekesh between the halicha and the bia, just like the halicha was be'etzara, just like the bia, just like they came back be'etzara, so to the halicha their initial going was also be'etzara. That doesn't seem to be the pshat in the pasuk. Like the Alshech writes, Roy Loshes Leib Al Omro Vayelchu Shumayutar. The whole word Vayelchu is superfluous. Ve'od Shimu Al Halicha Lasur. If it's talking about the Halicha to go, to spy out the land, Echiomra Halicha Achar Omro Vayashuvim Mitur Haaretz. It says in the previous pasuk they already came back. So they already came back, and now we're talking about how they went in the first place. Very odd. Another kasha. The beginning of Sefer Devarim, in the Divrei Tochacha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mochiach Bnei Yisrael, it says, V'tikavu ne'elai kochem, v'tom v'nishlach ha'nashim l'faneinu, v'yachbu lanu es aretz, v'yashivu osanu dover, v'saderach asher na'aleba, v'sa'ur mesher navu aleim, etc. V'yikru b'yadam mipri aretz, v'yaridu aleinu, v'yashivu osanu dover, v'yomru tover aretz asher adonai eloheinu nosein lanu. It says that they all came close to me, and you came close to me, and you said, we're going to send people before us, and they are going to spy out the land, and they're going to answer us, tell us the way we should go, and the lands, the cities we're supposed to go to, and they took the fruits of the land, and they brought it to us, and they answered us, and they said, the land that God gave us is good. And this is Dvar Tema, because in our parsha, right after they said that the Aretz is Tova, they added bad things. They said, Banu al Aretz Asher Shlachtanu, V'gam Savas Chalav Udvashi, V'zeh Pirya, Efes Ki Az Ama Yoshev Ba'aretz, V'arim B'tzuris Gedol Tzmod, V'gam Liyadanek. There's scary people there. You can't mess with them. They're Motzi Dibas Aretz. But in Parashas Tvarim, All Moshe says is that they answered nice things. They said wonderful things about Eretz Yisrael. But that's not what happened in Shlach. When it actually happened, right after they said the land is good, they talked about how bad it was. And the Rishonim were already omed on this kasha. And the Ramban writes, Vayomru tova haaretz asher Hashem Elokeinu nosein lanu. Mi heim she'amru tovasa Yehoshua v'Kalev. Who said it's good? Yehoshua and Kalev. Lashon Rashi misifri. Vani Thomas says the Rambam. What does Rashi mean? Imkein ma'atayna zos aleim. V'roi sha'aminu la'asari yosem en ha'shnayim. So what's the taina? And the Jewish people, why should they believe the two if it's 2 against 10? V'anachul ma'shpirashti sham. It's better what I said there in Dvarim, Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Shekulam hodu lifnei Moshe v'aharon v'chol ha'eda v'amru bano la'aretz asher shelachtanu v'gam zavas chalosh udvash hi v'zeh pirya. In other words, the Ramban says that they really said that the land is a good land. Everybody said it, all 12 Meraglim. They just said that Meraglim added that the Meraglim added that Eretz Yisrael is also scary. There are very, very big people there, so it's a nice land, but you gotta stay away from the bad guys there. It's really scary. So the Ramban is ma'arich in this nekuda, and he says that the Meraglim try to hide from Moshe Rabbeinu what they told the Jewish nation and being Megane Eretz Yisrael. So maybe we can say a mahalach similar to the Ramban, said Moravi Rabbi Shlita, in order to be miyashev all of the kashas. The Meraglim were commanded to go and to spy at Eretz Yisrael. And really, they're supposed to come back and tell the truth. And it's certain that they weren't asked to say Sheker. And if they saw some sort of Genai in Eretz Yisrael, they should have said so. That's why they were sent. Like the Ramban says at the beginning of our parasha, Moshe Amar Lehem, Risa Mesaretz Mahi, Besama Yosheva Leh, Chazaku Arafa, Matuim Rav. Check out the nation there. See the land, the nation, the people there. Habimachanim im b'miftzarim. What type of cities are there? Akolpanim hayitzrichim lashivu amashitzivo samavada. They should answer what they were commanded. They were commanded to check it out. So what's wrong by saying efes ki az ha'am varim b'tzuris gedolos? What, did they want him to come back with lies? So it's pshita that they were supposed to come back and tell the truth. So what did they did so bad? So bad. So the answer is that the mistake of the Meraglim was that they didn't understand exactly what the Shlichus was about. They didn't realize what their job was. They have to keep exactly to what they were told to do. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Meraglim to go to Eretz HaKodesh, to know the cities, how to go and capture the cities, the Inyanim of Kibush. They're spying out the land in order to capture it. They had to come back to Moshe Rabbeinu and answer him about the Shlichus. Answer him why they were sent. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Tochach and Sefer Dvarim, V'atikar v'nei lai kolchan v'tomer nishlach ha'anoshim lefaneinu v'yach bulanu es ha'aretz v'yashivu osanu dober es ha'derech asher na'leba es ha'arem asher novu aleim. You all came close to me and you said, let's send people before us to spy out the land, and you're v'yashivu osanu dover, and they'll answer us with words and say the derech asher na'leba, how we're going to go and which cities. So in other words, they're supposed to give a clear tshuva on what they were sent for without adding anything. Like we find the first time the Torah talks about a Shabbos Tvarim is when Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef at Tzadik, Vayomru lo lech na re'eya shalom achecha v'shalom atzom v'hashiveni dover. Go see how your brothers are, how the sheep is, an answer. Just answer without any interpretations, without any commentary. Just be meshiv dover, exactly the details. And the Meraglim were very great people. And they thought that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to hear their opinion, whether they should go in or not. And therefore they added words that they weren't commanded to. And then after they told the Jews not to go into Eretz Yisrael, that it's a scary place, they did another sin. How are we going to prevent them from going up? They wanted to melt their hearts. They wanted to fire up their spirits, so they shouldn't want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Vayelchu vayavo el Moshe ve'el Aaron ve'el kol hadas b'nei Yisrael midbar Paran Kadesh. It wasn't just stam abia vayelchu vayavo. It doesn't just say vayavo that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu to answer. They did a pachana vayelchu. They went back and forth, and they thought, what are we going to do to prevent the Jewish people from going into Eretz Yisrael? How are we going to speak to Moshe? How are we going to speak to Aharon? How are we going to speak to Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael? We want to convince each one. And that's why when the Meraglim came, they said to Moshe and Aharon, Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, a general statement. Hashavas Dvarim. Ve'yashivu osam dover. Ve'ezkola'edim ve'armis priyarts. They answered them, the entire congregation, and they showed them the fruits of the land. And that Hashavas Dvarim was correct. They sent them to see in Yanei Haaretz, And that's exactly what they did. They came back with the report. So everything is great until now. But then right afterwards, they were moel b'shlichusa. They did what they weren't asked to do. They added, vayisapru lo vayomru. Sipur is different than hashava. Hashava is you're saying things as they are. You're telling it like it is, to quote a famous sports personality. Tell it like it is. Vayisapru is how you feel about it. Sapir v'yahalom, like a diamond, like a ruby. It shines. It gets into his bones. Sipur yitzis mitzrayim, it says in the Degel Machane Ephraim. Miloshen sapir v'yahalom, to really shine. Here they really wanted to put it in the bones of the Jewish people, guy Derayin and Biner, to put it in, really make it clear to them why they shouldn't go. Vayisapru lo, they made it a sapir. Now, guys, you have to understand why we can't go into Eretz Yisrael. And this is what we find at the beginning of Parshas Yisro. Vayishma koin midyan, Yisro koin midyan chosein Moshe, is called Sherasal Kim Lamoshe, Uli Yisrael Amo, ki hosi Hashem is Yisrael min Mitzrayim. And after it says, Vayisapir Moshe lechosein, it's called Sherasal Hashem leparal Mitzrayim. Alodas Yisrael was called to law, it's called Lashem Mitzos HaMeterach, Vayitzilim Hashem. And this is Dvar Tema Haflo Vefela. The whole Yisro only came because he heard about the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchem Samalik. So what did Moshe going to have to tell him about? The answer is, Yisro heard it as it was, just the facts. And Moshe Rabbeinu was misaper, like he tell a story with feeling, with emotion. Rashi says, Limshoch Haslibo LeKarva LaTorah. He was misaper to bring out his emotions, his feelings, and his slavos, his enthusiasm. And that was the Iker Chet of the Meraglim. They added onto their shlichos what they weren't commanded. And they started saying things about Eretz Yisrael, what they weren't that asked to do. Look at the Sfas Emes in the Likutim and our Parsha. Efes ki az ha'am nirit. Shezeh yikar ha'chet shel ha'miraglim. Sh'aremu chazal. Ha'chazak hu ha'rafa. Ha'rafa. Im rav. Sh'yesh eretz megadel sochlusim v'giborim. V'yesh memeetes. Nirik ha'venosim. Sh'lohay ha'kavonim chazakim v'rabim. Heim yikar shelichnos. Ki ma'hefresh lefnei ha'mokom b'ravu b'ma'at. Rakoy ha'kavonu lehefech. Im chazak v'rav. Simen sh'aretz tova v'yis rabu b'nei Yisrael v'yis chazku sham. Ki aretz shelahem ha'chadvaram ha'yustumim. V'yivinu ha'miraglim ki l'rayusahi. V'zeu ha'chet shelahem. Ki hayalem lomer ma'ashirav lo lefarish perushim ba'ashlichus kanal. Moshe Rabbeinu sent them. He wanted to see that sometimes you have a land that brings out a lot of big strong people and sometimes less. Different lands affect people in different ways. Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't worried if there are big strong people there. Kadosh Baruch Hu can take care of the big strong people. Adarab, it's a mile of their big strong people. It shows this is a land that produces big strong people. And the Raglan saw the fakert. They said, look at this, they're big strong people that we're not going to be able to go in. Efes ki azam hayoshev baretz farim b'tzuras gadol, it's big strong cities. Vagami lidi anak, they're really strong people. There's a Amalek there, etc. Can't go. So this is Lo nucha lalo se la'om ki chazaku mimenu. What were they? They were asked to say that? So this is similar to what the Ramban says. They added their commentary. V'gam zavaschal avu dvash, who says the Ramban, Pasuk of Zayin, b'avur shetziva osam liras ha'shmeina imroz ha'yishivu lo, ki u'shmeina, v'gam zavaschal avu dvashi, it's a good land, it's a fat land, it's flowing with milk and honey. And they asked, ha'yesh ba'itzim ayin, they said, v'zepiria, everything was gevaldik. But what's this Ephes? Ephes says, kenish zayin, can't be. We can't do it. They're too strong for us. So they weren't just saying describing what they saw. They were adding their own commentary. And that's what it means. When it says, Vayisapru lo vayomru, first they told everybody Tova Aretz, and then they spoke to Moshe, and they told him specifically. So we can say, similar to what the Rabbi Kodesh Bala Arvei Nachal says in his Sefer, B'sipur adover nischlachashu im Moshe Rabbeini They wanted to tell it like a secret. And to add on their own feelings. That's the Vayisaprulo. They wanted to add on their own feelings to Moshe Rabbeinu. To tell him, you know, it's really not kedai to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be really scary. And then they like said it in a secret. So we know that when people know there's a secret, they want to know what the secret is. And then when they're getting excited about the miraculum, and they're trying to get Moshe excited also, so in the middle, the people are also going to get excited. So they did it like in a secretive way. People want to see the secrets, hear the secrets. We can add a Maimer Yokar, and his Lakutim to Parshas Tevurim. Vayitav Be'enai Hadover. Why is that it's good in his eyes? Why is that a tochacha? Shochich beemes gam laatzmai. Ala sherhutav beinav ki akadosh baruch hu amar lo im tirtze shlach. Visa besfarm ki amochich shekoil laatzma betochosav tochosav miskavlin. Moshe Rabbeinu ki mistama haya lo gam kein chelik bezeh achet shehutav beinav. Umistama haya ba. Gam zel yedei chait bnei Yisrael shamru kula mishlecha garmu gam sheitav bnei Moshe k'mo shekasavti mokom achem yisa. The tochach is to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, that Moshe Rabbeinu said it's a good thing. So he also had a chelik in the chait. And it's also partly probably because of the it happened because of the chait of the Jewish people. That they said, let's send. And then Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to send. So Moshe Rabbeinu is part of the Tochach and Dvarim, Vayitav Bnei Hadavar, because what does he want to say it's a good thing for? That gave him a chelik in the sin. And they go and they come back and bring a bad report. So we can say a little bit differently than this Tzfas Emes. That Moshe Rabbeinu was Mochiach himself. That first he heard them, and then they told him in more secret dvarim, more than he actually asked them. So by allowing them to tell him more, then the Jewish people said, "Hey, what's going on over here? We got to hear. This is so interesting." And then the miraglim were melted the hearts of the people. So from this we have a limud noira, that even though the Tchilas in Yanam Shel Meraglim, when they came from Eretz Yisrael, they didn't speak Begnusa Shel Eretz Yisrael. They just said Tova Eretz Meod Meod. They said like what they were supposed to say. But the moment they added on their own feelings, their own interpretation, that was it. That was their sin. And that's why Vayisaper Moshe L'chos No Limsho Chaslibo. So they added Sipur Dvarim. So even though they knew that it was Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, but when you start being Mesaper Dvarim, that's Moshe Chasalev. That's Moshe Chasalev. It says, "Vatisa Koleida Vitno was calling Vivko Amba Laila Hu Rashi Koleida Sanadros." Even the Rashi Alam also were Nimshach Achar Sibur Dvarim. Sibur Dvarim is very powerful. Gam Betzada Tov, Gam Betzada Lo Tov. Power of a story, the power of telling fiction, non-fiction. It doesn't matter. Drama. They were dramatic about it. Mashpia. And now we understand what Chazal say. Vayamusu v'anoshim motzi adiba saaretz rov v'magefa. We had this plague. The Gemara says in Seitel Amitei was a misa mishuna, that their tongue was extended and it fell on their belly buttons, and then they were tolaim. They were coming out of their tongue into their tibur, into their belly button, and from their tibur into their tongue. It was Mamish terrible. Rashi brings this drasha, and he writes, "B'magefa lifnei Hashem ba'oisam misa ha'haguna lehem mida keneged mida." They were nechda. They were so. They sinned the lashon with their tongue, so they got punished with their lashon. In other words, according to what we're saying, it's mamish gevaldik. They were marich b'lashona. They were misaper more than they should have been misaper. They extended their tongue, so to speak. They said more than they should have said. And Memela, they were punished with this punishment of their tongue being extended. The tongue was punished. They extended their tongue. They were punished with an extended tongue. They said what they weren't supposed to say. And now we can understand the Maisa that it says in Sefer Yehoshua. It says that after Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben and Chatzi Shevet Menashe settled in Bashan and Eber HaYarden, it says Vayivnu Bnei Reuben and Bnei Gad Chatzi Shanashe Sham Mizbeach Al HaYarden Mizbeach Gadol Amara. They built this big Mizbeach, and Bnei Yisrael heard this, that they built this Mizbeach, and they all gathered together to wage war against them. But before the war, they sent Pinchas Ben Elazar HaKoin and the Nesim to find out why they made this Mizbeach. What right they have to make a Mizbeach? And they answered, no, they just made it as a zikaron, as an aid. Vayasha Pinchas ben Elazar Hakoyin, Vanasimes ben Eruvimes ben Egad, Meretz Hagilad, Eretz Kanan, ben Yisrael, Vayashivu Osim Dover. They just answered. They just answered, and then they decided not to wage war against them. They weren't doing anything sacrilegious. So they didn't, they just Vayashivu Osim Dover. They didn't give their own commentary. They just said it as it was. And therefore the Jewish people said, oh, very good. And they didn't wage war. Vayativu Vayetiv Hadover Beinei ben Yisrael. Don't add, just tell it as it is if that's your job. That's what we learn from these parashas. So now we go back to B'miyashiv Arkashas, Mamish Kemen Chomer. First it says, Heshivu Dvarim El Moshe Rabbeinu Ve'El Aaron HaKon. Rashi says, Vayashivu Osam Dover Es Moshe Ve'es Aaron. Why Es Moshe Ve'es Aaron? Like it's later on. We said, Es Yoshua V'Kolev. So what's the answer? The answer is, it doesn't say Es Moshe V'Aaron, because originally they were Memali their Shlichus. And they spoke to each one of them. Each one of them, Vayashivu Osam Dover, Gefi Ma'alaso Kvodo. In other words, they wanted to show, first we're answering Moshe, Fima Alas of Ikvodo, according to the honor of Moshe, and then Aaron separately, and that's Vayashivu Osam Dover, exactly what they're supposed to say. But now, why do they do that? Because then it says Vayasapru Lo. Now they're going just to Moshe, and they were Misaper, and they're getting all excited, and they're adding things on, and that's supposed to be Ma'or B'nai Yisrael. They should want to know what's going on in order that they should find out and get nervous. Say, we can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it emphasizes Es Moshe V'Aaron originally was to separately, but now it's just to Moshe to show that this is something, a secret. Ooh, we want to know. And therefore, Kolev gets up and he wants to quiet everybody down. Don't look at the Sipur Dvarim that they told Sak privately to Moshe. Just look at Moshe. Vayas Kolev Asam El Moshe. Look at Moshe. Don't look at their people, the feelings of the Meraglim. Look at Moshe. Moshe says, we know Moshe Rabbeinu says that Eretz is Tova Me'od Me'od. Moshe Rabbeinu has the right attitudes. Check out Moshe. Don't look at the Meraglim. Then it says, after Kalev quieted them down, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, etc. So right after Kalev ben Yefune spoke, the people said, they didn't do things privately. They were motzi dibas haaretz to everybody. El b'nei Yisrael leimor. They spoke to all the Jewish people. Haaretz esher varnu ba. In other words, only now they're talking to all the Jewish people. Until now they were only talking to Moshe. And now to all the Jewish people. And that's why Kalev said to them, Vayas Kalev ha'am el Moshe. Look at Moshe. Rashi says l'shmo mashi yadaber Moshe, mashi yadaber b'Moshe. Look at how wonderful Moshe is. Look at all the nisim he did for us. Through him, all the nisim were done. So Rashi says. And now, after that, the Jews, because they weren't talking to the Jewish people, so it works beautifully in the psukim. And then now they're speaking to Bnei Yisrael. They say, "Oh no, guys, we're not talking to Moshe anymore. Now we're talking to everybody." So now that we understand Rashi, and we understand the Mahalach of the Parsha, and we understand the Chait of the Meraglim, now we can go to Derech HaAvodah. The sin of Lashon Hara is a very, very chamor sin. And we find it a lot amongst Jewish people. It's hard to be in places and not hear Lashon Hara. People speak Lashon Hara. Chazal talk about being Mesaper Lashon Hara. What's the idea of Mesaper? It doesn't just say Medaber Lashon Hara, it says Mesaper Lashon Hara. Rabbi Yochanan says in Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimri, Erechan Tesfavim Beis, call Mesaper Lashon Hara Kilo Kofar Beikar. Rabbi Yossi ben Zimri, call Mesaper Lashon Hara Negoim Baim Alef. From Rish Lakish, call Mesaper Lashon Hara. All this Mesaper Lashon Hara. It says it Nochamol, Nochamol, Nochamol. What's the idea of Mesaper? Because it's not just the speech, what a person's saying. It's because a person likes Sipur. A person likes when there's people take poetic license. They add on, they embellish the story. They tell things that actually didn't happen. They give their own interpretations. Embellishment, that's the Sipur. So that's very, very hard to uproot. Says Omer Avacha Rabbi Chanina, Siper ain't la takana. If a person's misaper, there's no takana for him. There's no fixing. David already cut him off with Ruach HaKodesh. Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalakos loshem medaberes gedolos. Once they speak Sipur, Dibur Gadol, they talk a lot. There's no way of turning that back. And if two people stand up and one person says a Maisa Shahaya without adding anything, and then the other person comes and he's Misaper, and he says it with emotion, with pathos, with feeling, with a nigan, he winks his eyes, he's Meramis with his peh, they're going to believe the second one. That's why Lashon Hara is called Ochal Kurtza. That a person makes movements with his lips and his winks his eyes. All these remuzim. People like the sipur. People like the interesting commentary people add. That's the secret of Lashon Hara. Nitzur l'shoncha meira, guard your tongue from evil. So even after you've guarded your tongue from mamash speaking evil, usfasecha on your lips midaber mirma, just by kritzas sfasayim, just like your nigan, just like your the way you use your voice and you raise and you lower and you laugh, and you mock a person, not you. Chas v'shalom. So even if it's not mamash dibur, you have to be guarded from that also. And the tzor l'shon chamer is fasechan also your lips midaber mirma. So now we know the koach b'tzad hara, also b'tzad hatov. That if you want people to learn, you want to teach it. You teach with tzir, with teir, you describe things. You tzias mitzrayim, when you're learning the Gemara, any sugya, any parsha, Torah, Navi. The more you do it with sipur dvarim, the more it penetrates to the soul of the listener. A lot of times when we learn, very dry, sometimes you go to a shir, dafyomi maybe. He just says it over, question, answer, question, answer. I once went to a Dafyomi shir. He just had an art school Gemara in front of him, the Magid shir, and he didn't even know the Gemara. He just read the Hebrew with no niggin, because he didn't know what the Hebrew was saying. And then he read out the English, also with no niggun. I'm assuming that after he finished reading the English, he understood what the English was saying. He was listening to himself speak. The article is pretty clear about it. But there was no niggun, there was no feeling, there was no emotion. It's a kasha, what's the teretz? Bish, lema, da, da, da. There was none of that. So it was very dry. Sometimes it's like that. Not always. Sometimes some Magidei Shur are very good. But sometimes Torah is given over in a very dry way. Dvar Torah, up. Oh, we have to have a Dvar Torah at the Shabbos table. Somebody says a Dvar Torah in 1 minute. Very dry, with no feel, with no emotion, with no sipur. There's a question in the there's a question on the parsha, and the answer is da 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 da, and that's it. But that's the, but when it comes to sipur lashon hara, then you have the analysts and people talking and shul and before shul and after shul and during shul. People have their ideas and their commentary and their interpretations. So that's the sipur lashon hara. So we have to switch everything around. Everything turned over. And instead of Torah being Mederech Sipur, Sipur Yitzius Mitzrayim, with bringing it to life, being Mamchish, making it real. Instead, sometimes we do that with Lashon Hara, with Shusim, with Havolim. So our job is to make the Tikkun. And it should taka be a schus for the three captives. They should come home safely. To Chazal say that because they cried for nothing, we're going to cry for generations. In order to make the tikkun, just to be makabel on ourselves, not to be misapri lashon hara. Akol apachos, not to speak lashon hara either, not even to be medabrim lashon hara, but certainly not to be misaprim. Try our best not to add, and then hopefully from there, you just get to not saying at all. And if you cannot say it all to start with, it's even better. But at the very least, if somebody's going to say it, just to limit himself to the deeper without the sipur, just to make the sin less. And to remember the pasuk in Mishle, Shomer Pibul Lashono, Shomer Mitzaris Nafsho. If you guard your tongue and your mouth, you guard yourself from tzaris. We should all be zocher to be mekayim that pasuk. Mi isha chofetz chaim, oev yomim liros tov. We should always see good days by being netzor lashon chem eros v'sacha v'davar mirma. Amen, Ken Yuratzam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.